I want to dedicate the Shir Le'unishmas Moreno Harav Lichtenstein Zatzal. The topic of the Shir is the Mechayev of the Mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe. The Pasuk in Vayikra, the first Makar, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yutes, says, we play safe, atakum, adantif, and zakim. Rashi there, based on Chazal, says, in zakim ela shekana chachma. So we seems like there's a mitzvah to honor Talmidei Chachamim. And it's possible that the mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe is an extension of that mitzvah to honor Talmidei Chachamim in general. The Ran in Kedushin, that you dalet and beis in the Rif, understands this way. He writes, "Vavadai dekima derabo in elam yishum chacham." The chiyuv to stand in front of one's Rebbe flows from the mitzvah to honor Chacham. The Ramami Pano, in his Truvas and Truvayin Aleph, questions this Ran. He writes, "V'lo od b'dvarav koshi otsum." It's a very strong kash on the Ran. Masha amru v'zilashon. V'vadi kima derava in elam yidin chacham. Adkan. So he quotes the Ran. The chiyuv to stand in front of a rebbe comes from the mitzvah to stand in front of a chacham in general. Says the Ramami Pano, "Davadei leisa. It can't be. The ihachi daya lava minadin liyaskin nidon. Anan mechayiv ilay hacha dalid amos." The chiyuv to stand in front of one's rebbe is more chomer than the chiyuv to stand in front of a talmud chacham. You have a chiyuv to stand kimolo einav, even when he's coming, even if he hasn't reached talmud amos. But efshar lomer the kavod chacham eino ela b'din rabba. Maybe because they farkert, and maybe the chiyuv to stand in front of a chacham is because there's a mitzvah to stand in front of your rebbe. The stam chacham should tzivta torah alav u'kadesh alatra yivak shu mipiu. Every chacham is a potential rebbe. So one understanding of mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe flows from the general mitzvah to honor a Talmud Chacham. And again, there's some difficulties here. It seems like this is more chamor. And maybe he assumes, maybe the Ran assumes that chum is only drabanan. But the Ramai Pano is unwilling to accept that. He says the mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe is more chamor. And I think he's assuming it's a din d'oraisa, the chumras of one's kavod rabo. Memela, he's not willing to accept that as the source for the mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe. If you look at the Reim, source number five, the Reim actually seems to have understood the Chazal of Ein Zokin El Shekana Chochma as referring to one's Rebbe, not just the general Talmud Chacham. Reim's Lashon is, Eiru Zeh Shekana Chochma Mimenu. It's not that there's a mitzvah to honor a Talmud Chacham, but this Rasha isn't this possible? But that to me is Zaken tells me there's a mitzvah to honor your Rebbe. So of course, according to the Reim, you can't say that the mitzvah to honor your Rebbe flows from the general mitzvah to honor Talmud Chacham, because there isn't this mitzvah, at least from this makar, you don't have a general mitzvah to honor a Talmud Chacham in general. It's a mitzvah to honor your Rebbe. Another approach to understanding the mechayev, the mitzvah of Kavod Rabo, isn't that your Rebbe is also Talmud Chacham, so maybe you have to honor him. Maybe a little bit more than a regular Talmud Chacham. But that the relationship of a Talmud to a Rebbe is such that the Rebbe is a father figure. It's a spiritual father. Just like there's a mitzvah to honor a parent, so too there's a mitzvah to honor a Rebbe. So the Rambam writes in the Talmud Torah, "Kishem she'adam mitzvah v'kavod aviv yiraso, kach v'chayev v'chvod rabbi yiraso." Yes, Rabbi. He has a kishem. Just like one is obligated to honor a parent, so too, one is obligated to honor and to fear a Rebbe, more than a parent. The Rebbe brings you not only not to this world, but to the next world, to Mela. The Chiyuv covered in Europe by Rebbe is greater than the Chiyuv of a parent. And the Kiryat Sefer there picks up on this comparison the Rama makes. Like you could say it's just technical, but it seems like it's more than that. It's Kishem Shemitzvah, it's Kishem. So Rebbe is a spiritual father. It says the Kiryas Sefer, who should see God the Chabi Chachamim, etc. V'yom mitzvah zu mechayavis l'anashim kulam v'klal shi chabdu chachamim. It's a general mitzvah to honor Talmidei Chachamim. Afilu ha'shavim lehem b'chochma. Yesh b'kivud hazeh dvarim nosafim ala Talmud l'rav. Should maybe be Talmud. The Talmud has a more of a chiyuv. It's chayvim kovad amora ki heim beru shechok Talmud l'rav kechok ben la'av. A Talmud has to honor a Rebbe like a child honors a parent. Not only like a parent, but even more than a parent. Shimhayami Dirabanan to Sefer Zakavod Harav, the Kiryas Sefer assumes that the extra Chi of Kavod you have to your Rabbi over general Talmid Chachamim is Doraisa, can't be Dirabanan. Lohaya Docha Kavod Aviv Shu Esse Doraisa. If it was only a Tosefet Rabbanan, it wouldn't be Docha Kavod Aviv, which is a Mrs. Esse Doraisa. Lavali Tosefes Kavod Vehamora Pirav Huvida Oraisa. Who nilmad min ha'av shekasuf bo kavod v'yira. He kumosh a talmid kina osa kasuf leben, just like a talmid is called a child, the lamda, to his teacher. Amu v'shenat levenecha e'em talmidim. Kin kina kasuf ha'rav v'shem av le talmud. So too, a rabbi is called a parent. V'im kain nichlo ha'rav v'tzivu kivu demora'av. This is a fascinating language of the Kiryas Sefer. Then he explains, so a rav is also a talmud chacham. He's a parent and a talmud chacham. There's two mitzvahs. A rebbe is both a parent and a chacham. That's why the kavod of a rebbe comes before kavod of parents. So we really have two approaches here to what the nature of the mitzvah of the mitzvah of kavod rav is. Is it that a rabbi is a talmud chacham? It's just a little bit more. So mela, you have extra level of chiyuvim. Malena, not just when it comes within dalet amos, etc. Or do you say, no. It's a fundamental difference. Kavod harav is kavod of a parent, your rabbi. Not just talmud chacham, but your rabbi is like your parent, just like students are called talmidim. So too, teachers are called parents. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first is the question of makar. The Rashba in Brachas Avi Gimel speaks about the Mishnah that you're in the middle of Kriyashma and you can shoel mipnei ha'yira. The question of what yira means, but the Gaonim that the Rashba quotes understands it's referring to a parent or a rabbi. A parent walks into to the shul, or your rabbi walks in, you're allowed to interrupt Kriyashma to be shoel mipnei ha'yira. Says the Rashba, there's a mitzvah to fear a rabbi and a parent. That av dechsev ish imav tiro, by parent, there's a pasuk ish imav av tiro. Rabu dechsev im tei seva takum yareisa v'tanan mora rab kamar shemayim kein pirusha golim. So the Rashba quotes the pasuk av im tei seva takum yareisa, which Lechora is referring to unless he learns like the Yerayim in. In the Pashas is that it's a general chiyuv to honor Talmidei Chachamim. But if you look at Rashi in Chumash and Dvarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, in Kriyashma, the Pasuk says you have to teach to your children, Levanecha, Eilu Talmidim, says Rashi. But see, no, b'chol makom Talmidim kriyim banim. Sheish Talmidim kriyim banim. Sheneemar banim atem l'shem lokechem. Kach harav karui av. A Rebbe is called the parent. Neemar Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. Elisha says, "Well, yo Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael." So, the makor that Rashi seems to be working with is the makor that speaks of a rebbe like a parent. So, again, lechara, if we assume that the din of kavod rabbo is a din in Talmidei Chachamim in general, so the pasuk that the Rashba quotes, "Nisnei Seva Tachom," is appropriate. Whereas, if it's a function of the special relationship that the Talmud has with the Rebbe is like a father, then you say that, no, the Rebbe is called Avi Avi, Rechav Yisrael, like the Pasuk of Malachi. Another nafkamina. What's halacha if you have a Rebbe who isn't so knowledgeable? He was your cheder Rebbe. He taught you Aleph Beis. He was a great cheder Rebbe. He did a great job. But Lamaisa, you then moved on and became a big Talmud Chacham. Are you obligated to honor your rabbi who's essentially an Am Haaretz? So the Birkei Yosef discusses this question. He brings up a chlokas, source number 10. Because of Allah Rav Ashkenazi, v'li ein safik shekol shalimdo mikra v'hogen v'lo osak v'lechat Hashem r'miyah chayav l'chavdo v'lokam v'panav. So he quotes from Chacham Ashkenazi that it's pashut that if the rabbi was a good rabbi, taught you how to read, Rashi or even just read Bichlal, even though the Talmud went on to become a God of Israel, he still has to honor that Rebbe. V'gam al pirov l'fiyosher v'nachon kal musarim hu magi lo v'katnuso. Mistama, he had an impact on the personality of the Talmud. Himutbayim achar kach ito. Yeshemesh yisach v'katnuso hisha amdolo lo adam. So you never know what the first great Rebbe did. His impact might be indelible. It might be continuing to impact the Talmud even as he grows in his Torah learning. So Mela, according to this opinion, the Gaon has to honor his first grade Rebbe, even if the first grade Rebbe isn't very learned. The Birkei Yosef argues, he says, you have to do some kavod, kasher kasafti Birkei Yosef. Avalakum, this is in the Shirei Bracha, avalakum b'fanav nirak lomar karet baz. Kevin the Zeh Gavar Rava, Misha Lomdo Mikra, Karav Lama Aretz, Uchayev Gavar Rava, Fuzil Zol Chacham Lakum Yifnei Hedor. He says it's inappropriate for the Gaon to stand up for his first grade Rebbe. This is a Gaon, and this person is basically an Amaretz. So you should be, you know, like Mixas Kavar, or Eze Kavar, but there's no Chiyav to have, you know, a real Kavar of a Talmud to Rav in this case. So I thought it might be Tali in this Chakira, namely, if it's a din in Kavod Chachamim, so the mitzvah of Kavod Rabos, din in Kavod Chachamim, so Achlis, this person isn't a great Chacham, he's a first grade Rebbe, he's a very good first grade Rebbe, but he's a first grade Rebbe, and that's it. Whereas if it's a function that every Rebbe is like a parent, so Mamela, it's obvious that the Rebbe deserves the Kavod, even though the Talmud is a Gaon Adir, and the Rebbe is pretty much an Amar. Another nafkamina to this question is the issue of a woman who is a teacher. Nechama Leibowitz, for example, who's a great scholar. She taught many people. Are her students obligated to stand up for her and to be noe kavod harav vis-a-vis their relationship to her? So the Rav Avadia and the Shuv and Yechaveh Das, Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Beis, discusses this issue. This is l'chara near the chokhiach to mitzvah sakum fe isha. It's a mitzvah to stand in front of an isha chacham. Which Amar b'Gemara, Shav Nachman also Ma'ase Rav Lakum b'Chvodah Shel Rav Eishes Rufuna. Mishum she Eishes Chaver Harik Chaver. I am Tosfos Chidush Yaramban Baran Shemispar B'Dveim Shedin Eishes Chaver Chaver Min Atara. So if there's a din of Eishes Chaver, you have to stand up in front of a wife of a Talmud Chacham. So Rav Avadia assumes Im Kain Yishlum when we call Shekain the isha chacham v'chokmas Atara. If the woman herself is knowledgeable, she should stand up for her. Maybe you can argue. It's for her husband, who's a Talmud Chacham. Since there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah for women, maybe there's no chiyuv. So, we're holding here in the Shuva Yechaveh Das. Well, Isha Chachama Shalimda Torah Hoil Ve'ena Mitzuva Lasek V'Torah Mavor V'Kedushin V'Uvarambam V'Tur Shulchan Aruch Yishomer She'ein Chiyuv Lakum V'Faneh. Lama Sefer Chassidim Kosav Zu Halosh and if they save a talk of Adat V'Nezakin Afilu V'Nei Isha Zakena Afilu Nashim Tukamna. There's a mitzvah to stand even if I have a learned woman. So essentially, Rav Avadia suits Tadim here. Is there a mitzvah to stand in front of a learned woman who taught you? So if we assume that the mitzvah of standing in front of your Rebbe, of mechaved your Rebbe, is a function of the fact that the Rebbe is like a parent, so it's obvious that there would be a chiyuv. Whereas if you assume that the mitzvah is essentially part of the general mitzvah of kibud chachamim, so then you can handle a woman is patur from Talmud Torah, you know, it's true she gets schar for it, but maybe there wouldn't be a chiyuv for a Talmud to stand in front of his teacher if the teacher was a woman. Another nafkamina, the question of kavod gadol hador shalolam imenu klum. If a talmid has to stand in front of, has a special relationship with a rebbe, what's the halacha if you never learned anything from that particular individual? So you met Gadol HaDor, but you never learned from him. You never opened the Sfarim. You never went to a shir of his. So does the Gadol HaDor have a din of Rabbo? So Tosfos and Bava Kamma assumes in one answer that Rav Muflag Havi Kein Rabbo. And likewise, the Truma Zedesh and Paskins, in terms of a person who's eating Lil Seder by a Gadol HaDor, that he shouldn't do a Seba. She'ela, Baal Habayis, Asoi, Belo Pesach, Yemitz, Tam Chacha, Muflag, Bedoro, by a Seba, Hoel, Velo, Lomar, Klum, Lefanov, Olo. So the question is the Baal Habayis have to do a Seba if he's eating by a Gadol HaDor, if he never actually learned from him? So says the Truma Sedeshen, Yireh de lo boi haseba. The Chashiv the Cholmili Karaba filo lo lamad klum lefanav. So based on the Tosfos, the Truma Sedeshen assumes that even though you never learned from this particular individual, he's considered your Rebbe and your Pater from haseba. Whereas if you look at the Marik in Simon Kuf Samech Tes, the Marik says the following, Asher Beita Raya Mi'eli Shavikish Lahani Shmuel Lokosva Tosfos. So the Marik assumes that that based on Tosfos that a Talmud Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham, has a din of your Rebbe, but then he says Mashmit of Inan Tarte Shia Gadol Hador Mefursam Bedoro Keeli Bedoro VeGam Shiav Alul Mefano. So the Marik isn't willing to accept Tosfos. Or he's interpreting Tosfos this way, that it's not just that any Talmud Chacham, great Talmud Chacham, is the din of your Rebbe. It has to be that you are interested in learning. So according to the Marik, it seems like it's not enough that the person is a great Talmud Chacham. You have to want to learn from him in order for him to be considered your Rebbe. So here too, Lechora, it could be telling the Chakira, that if it's a function of Kavod of Rebbe is a function of a Kavod Talmud Chacham, so we say this person is a great Talmud Chacham, he's a Gadol HaDor, Mela, you should want and you should be obligated to mechabit him, like your Rebbe. Whereas if you assume that it's a function of the relationship, that a Rebbe is like a parent, so then it could be that a Stam Talmud Chacham, even if he's a great Talmud Chacham, you have no special chiyuv of Kavod Rabbah. It's only if you're interested in learning from him, then we can say, since you're already interested in learning from him, he's already considered your Rebbe, and Mela, you would have a special chiyuv of Kavod Rabbah by this Gadol, even though you haven't actually learned from him yet. Although you can handle it with that. I mean, it's not so mukha because you haven't learned yet, but you're interested in learning from him, and therefore you might say that he's considered your Rebbe. Another nafkamina, the question of paying for Kavod Rabbah. We know when it comes to Kavod Rabbah, Kivod Rabbah Aim, there's a halacha is, so the chokas in the Gemara, Mishal Lo, Mishal Aviv, we paskin Mishal Aviv, but if Aviv Aim Lo, then the child is obligated to spend money, their own money, to honor their parent. There's a shaila if that's midin kibud avim or it's midin tztaka, and some understand that it's midin kibud avim. Kibud avim, but makom she'ein la'av is Mishael ben. So the Or HaChaim in his parish on Yoredeya, on part of Yoredeya, goes kibud avim, in the Rishon Tzion, he writes the following. So atzinu chomer ba'av, d'vihinei, gavi aviv ashkan etzarech la'achilo v'la'ashkoso, la'albisho, v'alibe d'kuli alma, in ein la'av aben chayav la'asos kein calls them mikisov. The parent doesn't have money, the child has to pay for kibud avim. V'gavei arav l'matzinu shechayav klal atalmid v'otzos mikisov. The Or HaChaim assumes that there's no chiyuv for a talmid to pay to honor his rebbe, and then he wonders why that's so. V'tam klali l'zel hiyos da'av hifli chastav l'aben v'guf v'hatzos v'imtzio v'hotzi alav v'hotzos l'fokos v'yoso katan. A parent spends a lot of money to raise their children. So because the parent took care of the child has to then spend money to mechavit his parent. So you have to honor your Rebbe like a Eved, Yishamisho Kamelech Yosemi Aviv, even more than the parent. But you don't have to spend any money to mechabed your parent, your Rebbe. So he assumes as davar pasha that there's no such halacha, there's no parallel halacha. But just like by Aviv, if Ein La Aviv, there's a chiyuv on the child to mefaris his parent, he thinks that by Rebbe there's no such halacha. I think that it's not so obvious, and it might be telling the Chakira, that if you assume that Kavod Rabbo is within Talmid Chachamim, so then it's pashut that what he's saying is correct. Kavod Talmid Chachamim, it's not connected. But if you assume that your Rebbe is like your parent, your spiritual parent, so again, you can still handle with this, because after all, he didn't pay your tuition, he didn't buy you your clothes and pay for your food. But you could say it's a kol shekein, that if the din of Kavod Rabbo Adiv Shemivyo Lechel Abba, so Mela, it would be appropriate that the child would pay for the Hotzos Kavod Rabbo if the Rebbe didn't have what to pay for himself. Another nafkamina. We know that there's not only a mitzvah for a Rebbe to honor, for a Talmud to honor a Rebbe, but also for a Rebbe to honor their Talmud. The Rambam writes in the Talmud Torah, Perakei Lachi Beis, Kishem She Talmidim Chayavim B'Kavod Harav, Kacha Rav Tzarech L'Chavei Talmidav U'L'Karvam, Kacha Mukhamim Yihi Kvod Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kishelcha. There's a special mitzvah to honor your students. Tzarech Adam Lizaher B'Talmidav L'Havam, Shem Bonim Hamahanim L'Olam Hazeh U'L'Oba. The person's students are like their children. You have to love them, and they're like your children. Hamahanim L'Olam Hazeh U'L'Olam Haba. I remember on Ruzlichtzin's 70th birthday, so he made a party in his honor, not a party, meaning he really wanted people to learn Shas in order to celebrate, but he quoted this Rama. He said that, you know, a husband doesn't love his wife because it says in the Gemara that you should love your wife. You love your wife because of the relationship. And likewise, a Rebbe doesn't love his Talmidim because it's Shaitan Rama. You love your Talmidim because of the relationship. So again, this I think also could be understood based on the Chakira, that if the din of Kavod Rabbo is just the din of Talmid Chachamim, Kavod Talmid Chachamim, it's hard to understand why there's a special chiyuv on the Rebbe to love the child. Whereas if the chiyuv of Kavod Rabbo is a function of the Rebbe as a spiritual father, it makes sense then that it's a two-way street, and the Rebbe has a chiyuv, like Ram writes, Tzarech Adam Lizavi Talmidav Vilo Ohavam, Shem Abanim. The Talmidim are Banim, and the relationship is founded on love, and the Chiyuv, therefore, of Kavod Rabbo is not Midin Kavod Talmid Chacham, but rather Midin Kibud Aveim, the spiritual parents. And lastly, the question of Minyan Mitzvahs, here I would have been happy had the Rambam actually included Kavod Rabbo within the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. Just like I tried to dive earlier in the Rambam in source number 6, Kashem Shad Mitzvah V'Kavod Aviv Yiraso, Kachu Chayiv V'Kavod Rabbo Yiraso, and the way the Kiryas Sefer explained it, that a child is a student is called a child, and a Rebbe is called a father, and therefore that's the Mechayiv. So given that, I would have been happy had the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs also included the mitzvah of Kavod Rabbo in the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. He doesn't, but he does something interesting. And it's not such a problem. We could say that it's the Sefer Mitzvahs is different than Yad HaChazaka. He wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs well before that. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, he does mention Kavod Rabbo. Be'er Amru, where Rav Chmur Shemayim, v'zeh kulo lakuach b'ra'aya miyosa kasuv mitzavah l'chavit hachamim v'ha'avos. So he brings in hachamim v'avos, Moshe Yisbar v'lashonos Rav min HaTalmud, so the mitzvah to honor one's Rebbe isn't an independent mitzvah. It's included in the mitzvah to mechabed chachamim and avos. So it could be the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs denies the understanding that I'm suggesting the Rambam is in the Yad HaChazaka. He thinks it's really didn't cover chachamim. But if you're medayik in the language, it seems that the Rambam is actually saying that there are two dinim. You honor your Rebbe both because he's a Talmid Chacham, as well as the fact that he's your spiritual parent. It's not a muchach dich, but I think you could medayik that way if you want to save the Rambam, unless you want to say that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is just different from the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. So just to summarize, as to basic question, is the obligation to honor a Rebbe part of the general mitzvah to honor a Chacham? Or is it a function of the relationship, a function of the fact that the Rebbe has a din of a parent, a spiritual parent? And I listed a number of nafkaminas to this question. I just want to conclude with the idea that I saw Derech Pekudecha from the Baal B'nai Yisaskar, writes the following, Kibalti Mikavod Admor Harav HaKadosh Menachem Mendel. So I wasn't sure who this was. Both the Kotzker and the Tzemach Tzedek died after the B'nai Yisaskar. So it could be that this was just put in, the Zecher Kadosh L'Vracha was put in afterwards, or he's referring to a different Rav Menachem Mendel. Either way, it's a fascinating idea. He writes on the what Chazal say in Maseches Avos, Perush Shivi Chazal Be'Avos, Mora Rabcha K'mor Shamayim, Perush Mora Rabcha Tilmon Mitzvos HaShamayim. You should learn how to fear a Rebbe from the heavenly bodies, from the sun and the moon. Hainu Mimoros HaGadolim, Hainu Achama Levana. Kine Inyan Hayira Hu Rechakos Hayira Me HaMe'uyam. Hepach Ava Shu Kirvus Ha'oi L'Nev. Yira creates a certain amount of distance, whereas Ava creates connection. The moon, as it distances itself from the sun, it reflects more of its light. As the moon gets closer to the sun, it loses its light. You can't reflect as much light. Al Hartalmin Mora Harav, the more fear you have from your Rebbe, you kabel Yosef, you can kabel more. The Hepech Muvan Ha'inyan Behepech. And if you get too chummy with the Rebbe, so you won't be able to makabel as much. Mele Zachiras Mitzvazu Yaskil Adam Kavod Umora Rabu, Chazal say in the Mishnah, Mora Rabcha Kimora Shamayim, you learn from the Shamayim, from the heavenly bodies, from the sun and the moon, how to interact to our Rebbe. I think many people had a certain amount of yiras ha-kavod, yiras ha-romus in their interactions with the Luchazin Zatzal. And as the Rav Menachem Mendel points out, through that yira, one is able to makabel ultimately more from the Rebbe.